We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I would say that was part of the reason why I decided to leave is because I wanted a new opportunity, a fresh start, and someplace to kind of reinvent myself and find the best in me and push me in a new way.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts or on our YouTube channel, all over social media, or our morning newsletter, KCSN Daily, dedicated to your Kansas City Chiefs. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
We are back with another Fremont Pod. I am John Kurtz. You're going to hear in just a moment from Derek Young and Cole Manbeck as they talk to the two stars who everybody wanted to hear from at Big 12 Media Days. That would be Deuce Vaughn, Heisman contender. That would be Adrian Martinez, a guy who knows, maybe could be a sneaky Heisman contender now that he doesn't have the worst offensive line in Power 5 football and he doesn't play for Scott Frost. Magical things can happen when you get away from that vortex. But listen, you know Cole, former beat writer from the Manhattan Mercury, for covering K-State, rather, back in the day, back in the good old days, and Derek Young, who is doing it right now for K-State Online. We're joining forces a little bit disjointed here, but that's how we get you the coverage from Big 12 Media Days. Those guys crushed it down in Arlington, so we continue to trickle out those interviews for you. And we do it all because of the support of Holiday Distillery. Thank you so much to those guys. Get you some 360 vodka or some Ben Holiday bottled and bond bourbon, whichever you prefer, but there are rave reviews out there right now for that Ben Holiday bottled and bond bourbon, which is fairly new. So if you're a bourbon drinker, and I know a ton of you guys are, I know that I do a podcast with a couple pretty big bourbon drinkers, and I certainly like bourbon myself as well. Make sure you add that to your rotation and support those who are supporting us here, not only at Fremont, but at KCSN. So Holiday Distillery, 360 Vodka, Ben Holiday bottled in bond bourbon. All right, I'm not going to babble too much here. I don't really feel like I need to set up Deuce Vaughn. I think you guys are aware of him. He's a pretty good football player. I just saw today Pro Football Focus listed him once again as the best running back in college football, which brings out a chorus of boos from Texas fans and Bijan Robinson. But look, we are going to hold it down for our guy Deuce. He had some style. He brought some swagger with him to Big 12 Media Days. He had like the, I don't know what you'd call that, like a messenger bag going on with him. I like it. I like it from Deuce. Let's just let you hear from him. He talked with Cole and Derek, and here it is.
We're pleased to be joined with Kansas State All-American running back Deuce Vaughn. Deuce, welcome to the 3-Maw Pod.
I appreciate you. I'm excited to be here.
I know it's afternoon now in the day. How's it gone so far? I know you've been a popular figure. A lot of Austin media and Texas media wanted to interview you. How's the day gone?
It's going really well. It's a surreal feeling to be here. It's something I wanted to do since I was a little kid. I watched Big 12 Media Days, SEC Media Days when I was a little kid. So to be out here answering questions, going to ESPN, CBS, Fox, and all those media outlets, it's a really cool feeling.
Does it feel kind of like the season's just right here now when you get down to this event? You're on your Jerry World and it feels like it's just right around the corner.
Yeah, so especially when you get into July, 3 weeks out from camp, and you're starting to get itchy as you get to the last couple of summer workouts and everything's starting to come together, last couple of campus practices, and football will be right around the corner.
You're from the area, so it's not real surprising, but you're kind of hounded by Austin media at these types of events too. I just kind of wonder, what are those interactions like? I mean, what are they trying to, you know, talk to you about mostly?
A lot of the guys that I've talked to today actually covered me in high school, so it's good to see them again after a couple of years. But they always bring up the me getting out of Texas, coming out to K-State, and just my time at Cedar Ridge, which is really cool to talk about. Memories there, high school coaches that helped me out along the way to get to where I'm at today. Man, it's kind of cool to talk about just, you know, the Austin area and how not only myself, but everybody in the 2020 class that came out and went to Power 5 Division I schools, how we've brought some attention to that Austin area for the younger kids.
Chris Kleiman kind of touched on it briefly about how you're almost a little bit of a rarity and that, you know, you're a big name at a school that's maybe not a blue blood program that's discussed. Oh, some of those guys ended up transferring, such as Jordan Addison to USC. What kind of just kept yourself in Manhattan and loving Kansas State at this point?
This is the place that gave me my opportunity to come and be the player that I am today. Coach Kleiman, whenever I was getting recruited and I was talking to Coach Anderson, he talked about a culture that he wanted to build here. And whenever he wanted to be a part of that ride, I was locked in for forever. A culture that I wanted to come in and help build as well. He was going into his second year whenever I was coming in. So, I mean, in a sense, I came in with him. I was kind of his first recruiting class, his full first recruiting class. So coming in with him, I wanted to first and foremost play for him. I mean, great coach, great man, somebody that I look up to. So there was no reason or any inch that I was leaving Kansas State at all.
And we'll kind of bring it full circle then from that answer is you're in your third year and you've kind of been here for that build. Does it feel like it's kind of built up to a point where now you have your best roster that you've had since, or best supporting cast?
Yes, sir. Just from the mere fact that we had a really good team last year, I feel like. But this year, I mean, we bring guys back that were a part of that group last year and understand how good of a team we had. So the new guys that are coming in, the expectation from that last year's group with the guys that stayed, that's the standard. That's how we practice. That's how we play. That's how we work out. That's how we do things around here. And everybody's bought in. The young guys are, I mean, this is probably the best group of young guys I've seen. I mean, even from us coming in, my class, this past class, I mean, these guys are ridiculous as far as the way that they run, they work out, the maturity that they have. I mean, there are going to be a lot of guys to help us out on special teams and even find themselves on the field throughout the season. And it's going to be really exciting just for not only this year, but years to come.
Well, that's been a common theme of today. You guys have talked a lot about the young guys, everyone that we've talked to about how special this freshman class has been. Individually, maybe a few names that have really stood out that you've seen on each side of the football?
VJ Payne, Jacob Parrish is a guy that's been working out very, very well. Jordan Wright, even though he's not a JUCO guy that came in, Jordan Wright's working really, really good. Kobe Savage, I mean, the list goes on. Offense, Jaden Jackson starting to come along. Then of course, RJ Garcia, who is not a new guy, but is coming into like his redshirt freshman year, looks unbelievable. And just guys like that are starting to, they pop up every day, they're flashing at campus practice. And it's just really, really cool because, I mean, these are young guys that have a chance to be really, really productive.
We've had Adrian Martinez on the podcast a couple times, and he's raved about having a guy like you. He's never had a weapon that he could just dump it out in the flat to and take it to the house like you have the ability to obviously do. What's your relationship been like with Adrian? How excited are you to play with a guy like him? What's he bring to the table?
He's a natural leader. From the first day he got here in January to now, he's led from the front. He's a leader of men. Experience that he brings, the football intelligence, that's the biggest thing that I've learned from him is just going up and watching film with him, understanding what he likes to do, what he sees on these types of patterns and things like that. I've discussed with him games that he's played in because, I mean, Big Ten is completely different than the Big 12 as far as offenses go and atmospheres and things like that. So I'm picking his brain on things that we may see in this upcoming year. And, man, he's somebody that, I mean, I can bounce ideas off of, I can feed energy off of and things like that. So to have him come in and step into that leadership role seamlessly has been super, super cool to watch.
You talked about how this team works and how even the freshman class came in and already knew that culture. There was a bit of a culture correct right after that COVID year, I think, and Chris Kleiman alluded to that. Is it not a coincidence that it kind of started to turn in the positive direction when Coach True came into the program?
Absolutely not. I saw my body change whenever Coach True got here. I mean, I played my freshman year at 168-ish. I mean, I dropped a little bit sometimes. And whenever he came in, I was about 170, about soaking wet. And by the time I played last year, I was about 175, and I gained unbelievable amount of, it was good weight, it was muscle mass, I dropped fat. I was faster than I was my freshman year, I was stronger. And that's just a testament to his coaching staff, his training staff down there, and the work that we put in. It was an understanding for the entire team that the workouts that we're going to go through were going to be grueling, we're going to be hard, we're going to be hot, we're going to sweat, we're going to bleed and stuff like that. But we understood that it was all going to be for a price that was going to be during the season. You felt great when you got to week 10, week 11, whenever you're playing in the bowl game. After a long season, your body hadn't broke down. That's because of the work that he's put in. And we put another great year of work going into fall camp.
Is it, in a way, was the Texas game and, you know, the disappointing outcome, was that almost a way to galvanize everyone for this upcoming year? Because it almost, you know, incited the necessary, you know, change in offensive coordinator, and you guys are changing the offense, just like you changed the defense a year ago. Eli Huggins even said, you know, that game probably, you know, might have steered him in the direction of returning for a sixth year. Does it feel like that was just a galvanizing force, even if not a great outcome?
Absolutely. I feel like that outcome, after that game, everybody kind of took a step back. It's like, we have a really good football team, a very good football team, but there were just some things that needed to be done to make sure that we were going to be able to elevate. And I feel like going into the LSU game, we had a month of preparation to get ready for LSU. After, like you said, a galvanizing loss, that, I mean, we could either wallow in it, but, I mean, we lost our last two games of the season, or we could spin it and go back to work and get ready for LSU. That's exactly what we did. We all bought in. That was the biggest thing. We all bought in. Even after the loss, we bought back in, and we went. We knew we had to play against a really good LSU team down in Houston. We did that. It gave us momentum going into this offseason.
Well, on that note, it leads to the change in offensive coordinator. Colin Klein now is the OC. What changes have you seen? I know you guys are going to run more up-tempo. Mm-hmm. How exciting is that for you guys to know you're going to get some more snaps and maybe change up the pace in games now?
It's real cool from the mere fact that it's going to be up-tempo, but it's going to be on-tempo. If we want to slow things down, we'll be able to do it. If we want to speed things up, we'll be able to dictate our speed of the offense, which will keep the defense on its toes. If we may be on the huddle one play, and then boom, we're going for two plays, we're going really quick. Before you know it, it's another first and 10, and the defense is looking to the sideline. Like, these guys are back in the huddle. And then boom, before you know it, we're going fast again. It's just one of those things that we can dictate our pace of the game. And that's one thing that Coach Klein has really preached. And, man, as far as Coach Klein, I have nothing but great things to say about him. Over these past 6 months, he's an offensive coordinator you want to play for. He's somebody that has really empowered us with his play calls, with his ideas. If he has something, he's going to come to us, he's going to ask us, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? Do you want to change this? How do you feel about it? Are you okay with running this route right here? Does this look good? And that's just an offensive coordinator that cares about his players and wants his players to be comfortable in the football game. I love that.
Well, what's your guys' comfort level now in the new offensive scheme? Do you anticipate some bumps in the road maybe early in the season? Are you guys feeling good about where you're at?
We're good to go. We got all those bumps and nicks and stuff out during spring ball because it was really new, it was really fresh. But by the end of spring ball, we were really rolling. And we got to get into summer, and now we've done captain's practices where players are running the practice, where no coaches are out there. You have to go off your own knowledge of the playbook, of the offense, and we're teaching the young guys as well at the same time. If you can teach it, you know it pretty well. So whenever I get a question from somebody, I can answer it like that. I know that 100% down pat.
I expect probably a polite answer from you. But, yeah, you in the Big 12, Bijan Robinson, Devin Neal, do you feel like you're the best running back in the Big 12?
Of course, I'm going to carry myself, and I'm going to work like I'm the best running back in the Big 12, but I'll never say it. What's it called? There's some great backs in this league, and fun to watch every single weekend. I'm going to work every single day to be the best player that I can be. That happens to come with the accolades that says that. That'd be good time.
You grew up in the Austin area. Your dad coached at Texas. So what's all this like realignment stuff with Texas going to the SEC? I mean, how's that crossed with your family and just everything that's been through?
It's because, I mean, came out last year, and now kind of going into the season where it may be their last in the Big 12, may not be, but it's just one of those things where, I mean, personally, I try not to feed into it a whole bunch. I understand that it's really big because the Big 12 is now probably going to expand a little bit more with UCLA and USC leaving the Pac-12. But, man, I try not to feed into it a whole bunch, try to go and play the game. UTNOU are going to be on the schedule this year, so they're going to be opponents this year, so we got to go take care of business. And whatever happens, happens.
How do you feel about the backups to your position, obviously, at the running back spot? Anthony Freas comes in, JUCO running back. You've got DJ Giddens, Devin Weathers. Yep. Talk about maybe their games and how they can take the load off you a little bit.
I can go one by one. I'll start with DJ. DJ is a player that last year, I mean, the physical talents that DJ has, I mean, personally, I haven't seen before. To give you a little bit of background, we were, this is past, this, when was this? Last Friday, we were squatting, he was squatting over 400 pounds for reps, and it was easy for him. He kind of looked back and was like, yeah, and that was easy. His power clean's over 315 pounds easily. The physical talents that he has, I mean, unmatched. He's fast, powerful, his contact balance is unbelievable. And now he's learned the offense. He has a solid understanding of the offense, and I'm excited for his upcoming, his redshirt freshman year. Anthony had came in, and he's like a little sponge. He came in, he's a hard worker, first and foremost, explosive, he's fast, he's powerful. He's gonna be somebody that will get a whole bunch of playing time this year because he's learning the offense. He texts me almost every day, hey, can we go watch some film today? Can we go do this, do that? I'm like, absolutely, let's do it. I worked out with him so many times over the summer, I can't even count. And Dev is coming off his ankle injury and he's starting to get back to form. That player that you saw at Web City, I believe, the explosive power. I mean, they're a really good stable of young running backs, and I can't wait to see them. So I'm glad I got to be a part of their time here.
And the offensive line, obviously, you got Cooper Beebe back, all Big 12 offensive tackle. Maybe it can slide a yard some as well. Taylor Portier is back, which is a big addition from injury. How do you feel about the offensive line room and where it sits today?
I'm real excited about this group. We lost Josh and Ben, two great football players, and man, but this group that we got coming up, they've been behind Ben Adler and Josh Reeves, and they understand exactly what Coach Riley wants. They understand the system, they understand the offense, and now it's just time to go and do it. And I'm so excited that I have these guys in front of me, and man, it's hard to put into words exactly how grateful I am for them just throughout this summer and this past winter.
Derek, you have anything else for Deuce? All right, Deuce. Well, we'll see you back here on December 3rd. That sound like plan?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Big 12 championship game. Hey, Deuce, we appreciate it. That's Deuce Vaughn, All-American running back at Kansas State.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you as always to Deuce Vaughn for lending his time. And we are not done yet. We've got Adrian Martinez, the quarterback of the Cats, who last time he was on this podcast, I mean, shoot, that thing went viral. So hopefully Nebraska fans, I would imagine, they saw Adrian Martinez's name and they're all waiting with bated breath right now for that interview. So Nebraska fans, just hold your horses for 1 second. I've got to take a break here and then you guys can listen to the quarterback who's about to win a conference championship after he couldn't win more than what, 5 games with you guys? Was there a 5-win season in there? Maybe there was. High watermark for Nebraska these days. We'll step aside and come back with Adrian Martinez next.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
All right, back here on the 3-Mile Pod, I am John Kurtz. You're going to hear Adrian Martinez in just a moment with Derek Young and Cole Manbeck live from Arlington. Not live. Why am I saying live? It was live at one point in time at Big 12 Media Days, but let me remind you about another sponsor of the pod right now, Homefield Apparel. If you pay any attention at all to Twitter, I'm sure you were well aware of what happened on Sunday, July 16th, when they dropped the K-State line. K-State fans went absolutely nuts. So K-State was the third highest all-time in sales of all of these shirts. So Homefield Apparel, if you're not familiar, they drop a different line of collegiate apparel for a different school. They're doing one a week now for 14 weeks straight. K-State was week 9. It is out now. It dropped on the 16th, as I mentioned. But K-State is behind in total sales right now. Only Florida and Georgia, way ahead of Alabama, Oklahoma, Kansas, North Carolina, Arizona, Texas A&M, Tennessee. K-State fans killed it, and that's because this is high-quality stuff. Not only is the material great and super comfortable, but the design is awesome. They do their research. They go in and pick out really cool retro-looking gear for your school, and of course, right now, that is K-State. This stuff is tremendous. I can't wait to rock this. I'm thinking about actually going and grabbing a little bit extra because I saw that there was a hoodie design that I didn't even realize was in there. And look, if I can just get over the mental block of buying a hoodie in July, I'm going to do it because it looks sweet. So make sure and check it out. Homefield Apparel, use promo code 3MA. I almost forgot the most important part. You're going to get 15% off. We're hooking you up here. All right. That's why you listen to 3MA. 15% off using promo code 3MA, the number 3MAW, just four characters like that. That's all it takes to get 15% off of Homefield Apparel. So shout out to those guys, one, for doing K-State and doing it right, and two, for sponsoring us here on the pod. Adrian Martinez may be rocking some this year. You know, you never know. I would imagine that guy, you know, in the era of NIL, probably has a little extra cash if he wanted to. But a great dude, a guy who exudes leadership, and thoroughly enjoyed getting the chance to talk to him when he joined our pod a couple of months ago. But he spoke once again with Derek Young and Cole Manbeck out in Arlington at Big 12 Media Days.
We're proud to be joined with Adrian Martinez here, Kansas State starting quarterback at Media Days here in Arlington. Adrian, how you doing? This kind of kicks off the talking season. It means football is right on the corner. How's this been?
Yeah, it gets me excited, truthfully. And also, I've never been in AT&T Stadium, so this is a really cool experience for me, and just excited to be here.
Any different from Big Ten Media Day?
Yeah, you know, Big Ten Media Day, the one I went to was in Chicago. It was in, like, this big fancy hotel, and it was a day and a half. So that one took a lot out of me, so I'm hoping this one isn't as bad.
Do you envision yourself being back on this field on December 3rd in Arlington for the Big 12 Championship?
That'd be ideal, right? That's everyone's goal here. So I think if we continue to take care of business, that'll happen.
What is this, your second media day then in your career?
Yeah, second.
I think the first thing that fans would want is recovery process. I know you were right on the cusp of being 100% the last time we spoke. Are you 100% at this point?
Yeah, I'd say I'm 100%. I don't know what I said last time, but I'm definitely 100% now, and feel good. Full go and everything, no restrictions, and feel like myself.
And how has been building that chemistry with your wide receivers for the first time? Any observations or things that have impressed you?
I think they're just a group of workers, which is something I'm really excited to be a part of. It makes it easy to show up and do the extra stuff when guys are willing and wanting to do that stuff.
How many workouts have you guys gotten in since spring ball ended? You don't have to give me a number, but have you had a chance to really cut it loose with them now?
Oh, yeah, plenty. I couldn't even put a number on it. And I think, again, that speaks to just how much those guys want to work and want to get better and want to build that chemistry. You know, they want to be great, and, you know, it's pushing everyone in the room.
Do you guys feel like you're getting more and more comfortable with Colin Klein's offense as you continue to work through things?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's adaptable, too, you know, and I think Coach Klein's consistently working with us and what we feel great with, and that's going to be a process that continues throughout the year.
Have you guys addressed goals at all yet or about this upcoming season? I know when we spoke to you, you said this might be one of the better teams I've ever been on. And is there that kind of excitement within the locker room?
Yeah, I think there's definitely that excitement, but it's a very day-by-day process. You know, pound the stone is our motto, and that's something you see all over the walls and something we live by and something you have to live by. You know, you have to approach each day like it's going to be the difference between you winning or not winning, right? So we're just attacking it and taking it each day at a time.
One of the things that Daniel Green wanted to do when we spoke to him is he just raved about the freshman class. Is there anything you've been able to take away from I mean, I think they're probably only on campus for a month and a half, but what are your impressions?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with them. You know, that group really came in and worked their butts off, you know, because there's a high expectation and a high standard, which I think is a testament to the leaders of this team, the culture that's been built from years past to this year. And they responded really well, you know, really well. And that includes extra work, that includes weight room stuff, winning our sprints, runs, stuff like that. They've really made a statement, which I feel good about.
Any specific ones? Can I just leap off the page at this point?
You know, I don't want to point to one guy because there's been a lot of dudes who have really worked well.
Adrian, obviously you're a leader, first three-time captain in Nebraska football history. You're going to be a leader of this program at Kansas State. But I'm curious for your perspective. We see NFL quarterbacks, they bring in a rookie, right? And they say, well, I don't want to spend my time mentoring that guy. Like, this is my job. I'm not paid to mentor the other guys or the younger guys. How do you view yourself as a leader in the locker room with the other quarterbacks, a Will Howard, a Jake Rubley, and how do you take that on? Do you spend a lot of time working with them and giving them advice and guidance?
Yeah, so I talked about this a little bit earlier. I spend more time with those guys than I do my girlfriend. Like, we're with each other all the time, whether it's meetings, practices, throwing on our own on Saturday, whatever it is. Those guys are like my best friends. So they have my back, I have theirs. I'm going to help them with anything and everything they ever want, you know, and I hope that relationship goes on for life. You know, those guys mean a lot to me. And, you know, if I can be a leader, if I can be of service to them, I 100% will be. But I think they're of service to me, too. I think we do it for each other.
What have you seen from a guy like Will Howard and Jake Rubley just working out with them? I mean, what is their ceiling and how do you see them improving?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say. I will say they've done a really good job this summer of continuing to grow. I think both guys have a ton of talent and can really sling the ball. So, I mean, it just comes down to continuing to learn the offense, continuing to learn the defense and improve decision making. And that goes for all of us, me included.
Two transfer skill position players, I think, Anthony Freas, running back, and Jaden Jackson, a receiver.
Yeah.
Just any impressions from them so far? I think they're on campus at this point.
Yeah. They've done great work. You know, both of them have really come in and worked hard again. Anthony, he's actually from an area close to me back home.
Right. Yeah.
So we connected over that, and I guess their family drove like 24 hours to come to Kansas State. And I was like, good grief, I could never do that. Have never, will never do it. And, you know, he's really worked, and he keeps, I love it, because he'll text me or he'll bug me and be like, hey, let's watch film. Like, can you help me this and that? I think he's very eager to learn and to be as good as he can be.
They said last year, I think it was Timmy Horn was the guy who was trying to get everyone to watch film all the time. He was the guy that kind of rounded everyone together. Is there anyone that's kind of taken that, you know, by the saddle this year so far?
There's a guy I can point to. I'd say Cade Warner. Cade, I mean, he's a football buff. I mean, his dad's Kurt Warner, and he knows football about as good as anybody I know.
And in practice, is there anyone you want to stay away from on the defensive side of the ball that just is a pain in the butt for you?
Absolutely not. You know, I want to get, I mean, relatively close to those guys as possible. I love it. I love the competitiveness. If it's the best player in our defense, I want to be talking to him all the time. You know, a guy that I will say who's done some things, Jalen Pickle, you know, he's JP. He's one guy, a little trash talker. I'm getting to him, though. I'm finding a way.
What have you seen from the offensive line so far? Obviously, you get Taylor Poitier back from injury last year. Yeah. How's he recovering? And you feel comfortable with the offensive line you got in front of you?
Yeah, I think we can have a really solid rotation of guys. They're a really cohesive, tight unit, and I think they really bring life to our group, which is a good thing. You know, they've attacked this offseason, and I'm excited to see where they'll be this year.
Is there an importance in getting snaps off because you haven't worked with these centers before, with like Hayden Gillum, for example?
And that's something we have worked on, you know, after, you know, workout, after practice in the spring. You know, that's something I could do when I wasn't throwing, is take some under center snaps, take some shotgun snaps, get used to them, and also get used to the type of cadence we use.
Have you peeked at the schedule for this year yet?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit,
yeah. I was going to say, when it gets closer, like, how much do you look, like, you know, at the non-conference games or where everyone is, you know, aligned on the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, just having gone through it a lot before, you don't know what it'll look like in the season four games in. So, like, looking past four games, I think it's pointless.
Right.
Especially that first one. You got to get that first one to get things rolling. So, that's where the main target is, and that's really where my eyes are at.
Is there a place you're excited about playing in?
I couldn't even tell you. I will say I'm excited to play at Oklahoma again. That'll be fun.
I was trying to throw you an off-the-wall question, Adrian. Who's the best dressed out of you four here today? I mean, You guys, Eli's looking pretty sharp back there.
Eli's looking sharp.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Deuce, I mean, I think I might be the worst dressed guy here, which is tough. But, you know, they look good. Even the bow tie guy, Daniel Green, you know, he's doing a good job.
Yeah. One more question for me. I mean, we had you on for 30 minutes, obviously, earlier this year. I don't want you to get you say anything, make Nebraska fans mad, but were you surprised at how they took your comment about this being the most talented team you've been on?
I was, you know, because for me, I'm really focused about where I'm at right now. I'm talking about Kansas State, how excited I am for us this year, where I'm at right now. And I made a lot of great memories in Nebraska, and a lot of people that are really special to me. So it did hurt a little bit because I didn't want those, my former teammates, to take anything I said as something disrespectful to them, because that's not how I intended it to be.
Well, the last thing for me is, I think one of your teammates, your current teammates now, was saying that you might be the fastest player on the team. Who is the fastest player on the team in your eyes?
That's tough. You know, I'd say Julius Brents is really fast. That's a guy I put up there. Kobe Savage has been really, really fast. So, yeah, you know, I'll throw my name in the mix, but I don't think I'm the fastest.
Are you a 4-4 guy, you think?
I don't know. TBD. I think 4-5 would be a safe bet.
Maybe find out the NFL Combine next year.
Yeah, that's a plan, right?
One more for me, Adrian. We have talked about, like, you know, fresh start at Kansas State, right, how that can be refreshing mentally. You know, Nebraska is a place that they take, not that Kansas State doesn't take football very seriously, Kansas State does, but Nebraska, they're at another level sometimes, right? There's a lot of pressure. I mean, is it just refreshing from a mental standpoint to just have that fresh start, come to a new program and kind of leave your mark at Kansas State?
Yeah, I would say that was part of the reason why I decided to leave, is because I wanted a new opportunity, a fresh start, and someplace to kind of reinvent myself and find the best in me and push me in a new way. So, yeah, you know, it's been refreshing is a good way to put it, and really motivating to be here at K-State. Yeah.
All right. Well, Adrian Martinez, thank you so much for joining us down here, and we look forward to seeing you here on December 3rd again. We'll be covering that game.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Adrian. All right, thank you to Adrian Martinez once again for joining Derek and Cole. Same to Deuce Vaughn, star-studded pod here today on 3MA. And, of course, we'll have more coming at you as we roll along. Always appreciate the support of Holiday Distillery and Homefield Apparel, as well as Tucker Franklin and the work that he does behind the scenes. For Derek, for Cole, who killed it out in Arlington at Big 12 Media Days, I am John Kurtz. We'll talk to you soon here on the 3MA.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.